flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to talk about an elite edge rusher who is maybe going to be available, and can the Falcons get in on it? We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it's good to have you listening on this Monday. And, of course, the 5 o'clock hour brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings, where B-dubs is football. Mike, I was going to post, because I know people think we are over-exaggerating and sometimes making things up, and playing radio, which I don't know what that is. This thing fell on my leg, and I took a picture, and I'm going to post it, and I drew the arrow to that falling on my leg and where my leg is cut.
That doesn't do it justice. That makes it look like a, it is an enormous piece of wood.
I agree.
Tremendous density.
Correct. It's very heavy, but I was going to post this, and then I realized, damn, my legs are ashy. Yeah, and I really want to post this? Wait. Because I think I'm going to get clowned. Forget about the wound. Look at my leg.
I may have to get some, I got some moisturizer in my back. Let's take about to reshoot this.
Even with long pants, Carl, you got to put lotion on, man.
Man, look.
You never know.
Look how ashy my leg is. I'm like, damn, I can't post that.
I've lived in Atlanta so long now, even when I go out to walk the dog, I put on some Lubriderm on my legs, Carl, I'm not ashy. Because people do notice.
I know. They will. That's the first thing I'll get back. Yeah, nice wound. What about the ash on the legs?
Okay. Yeah.
We'll see. More on that to come. As I am okay, I've stopped the bleeding. Here's the bigger thing, guys. We're going to talk about Luka.
But can we stop the bleeding when it comes to our pass defense?
We're going to nice transition. We're going to talk about Luka. We're going to talk about AD. But if I told you that Myles Garrett wants out of Cleveland, your first initial thought is, how do we get him?
Yes, yes, yes.
How do we get
him? I'd trade the entire draft. I would trade the entire draft for this cat. Now, I know we still have to find another corner opposite AJ Terrell, but it would be transformative. The guy is 29, 30 next year. He's already got 102.5 sacks. He has been able to stay healthy over the last 4 years, and he's 17. Look at his. You can look up his stats. Look at the numbers. He's reliable, even though he does play with pain. He has some foot issues that he talked about this year. Didn't miss a game.
Mike, he's
a beast. He's a force of nature. He's something that you got to account for him. You can double team him.
Oh, big time.
And whatever we've got now, I'd still like to see us do more. But I mean, it makes you talk about making everybody better. Myles Garrett steps in here. He's the best player on the team.
Yeah, hands down. And here's the thing, too. We're talking about a perennial defensive player of the year candidate, a guy that leads the league and can lead the league in sacks. So all of these things that we've been craving for and want. But Myles Garrett, basically, for those who are saying, well, why is he want out? Well, look, he doesn't think they're winning anything in Cleveland, and he certainly doesn't want to waste and continue to waste his time. So he has requested that the Browns trade him. That doesn't mean they will. Their general manager has come out and said, I'm not giving him Myles Garrett up. And look, this is an ongoing thing. But, Mike, that was before Garrett requested the trade. That was just him responding to questions about what would you do. So, you know, he's the reigning defensive player of the year. And for me, if these kinds of players want out, you guys know this. They eventually get out. If he really wants out of Cleveland, he gets out. But I do think it's going to cost at least two first-round picks. And this gets us to the bigger question about our Falcons.
Right.
Many of you want to include, and you have already done this deal, throw in Kirk Cousins and whatever else. Guys, the Kirk Cousins part of this is he has to want to go to wherever they are attempting to trade him to. And if he doesn't want to go to Cleveland, that's not happening. So this thing like, we'll just get rid of Cousins, this is a great way to get rid of Cousins, Mike, that's not going to take place.
No, and as we spoke with three cap experts the last couple of months, guys, you've heard on the show, they're all saying every team out there that might have an interest in Kirk Cousins, regardless of what you thought was or wasn't his season last year, wait for us to just cut him. Because, yes, we can hold on to him, but then we take a huge cap hit. Either way, we're screwed on this deal because it's guaranteed. I get it. Yes, in a perfect world, Cleveland calls up and goes, hey, we'll throw you, $2.5 million towards Kirk Cousins. At least something's coming off the books. But even there's no reason for them to do that. They can do whatever. And by the way, we get it. We're just saying we need a guy like Myles Garrett. We don't have a lot of cap space. We understand that. But of everybody in the NFL, the team which is at the bottom historically in the league is the Falcons in edge rush. This guy would be the guy that fixed the problems. Yes, he's got to want to come here. A lot of pieces here. If I'm Myles Garrett, I told Carl, I go to Vegas. Don't be opposite Max Crosby for 2 years minimum. Well, he's got two more years left on his deal. Raiders have got more money than anybody right now. They got a ton of cap space. And Tom Brady, now they just hired Chip Kelly as an OC. They're doing things out there in Vegas with Pete Carroll. But regardless, you the idea that somehow Kirk Cousins is in a trade, that's a fantasy. That's just not happening. Now, unless somehow you could, if you could massage it, hey, man, I'll kiss Terry Fontenot's butt in the county square if we find a way to get to somebody to pay for some portion of Kirk Cousins this year.
Yeah, he says in his request, Mike, we'd love, I've loved calling this city home, talking about Cleveland. My desire to win and compete on the biggest stage won't allow me to be complacent. The goal was never from Cleveland to Canton. It's always been to compete and win for a Super Bowl. So, look. If he's serious, and we're about to find out, but he's putting this out way early, Mike. Like, I think his representation and everybody said, if you really want out, you got to let everybody know before we get to free agency so teams can start to maneuver and whatnot. But let me say this, too. This is the other challenge for the Falcons. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He's going to want a new deal. He's got no remaining guaranteed money on the 2 years left on his current deal. Now, we know. Most of these deals are up front and, you know, you pay off most of this stuff in the first 3 years. Myles Garrett's no different. But, Mike, he's not coming anywhere to say, I'll play through this deal and wait two more years to get new money. It's not happening.
You're going to turn right around and you're going to back up the Brinks truck. So there's a number of teams that would have the ability, the cachet to do that. Speaking of cash, it would be able to make that happen. You could argue it would be we'd be hard-pressed to do that. Now, I know that some people will say, the organization might say, well, we've allotted X amount of dollars for our quarterback. Okay. Well, he's sitting there just kind of doing nothing with a big dead cap hit right now. Was it 40 and 25, Chris? Is that how it works out? So, yes, you've just now you've pivoted to Penix Jr. You've got no leverage when it comes to getting Kirk Cousins off. And you said it. His agent, who, by the way, might still be in his bag that you even pulled the Penix deal off in the first place before Kirk Cousins forgot how to play quarterback. You just don't really have leverage there. I would give anything to get Myles Garrett. Falcon fans are going bananas on texts on our Twitter accounts. I agree. Probably never going to happen, Carl. Because there's just, you know, we don't have the money, we don't have the space, the wherewithal to do the things you're just talking about.
And that's the thing. We want to dream about the things that we might be able to do, but this is where this stuff comes back to bite you. And again, hindsight's 20/20. Nobody knew that this was going to play out the way it did. Hell, nobody knew yesterday that Myles Garrett was going to be requesting out. But when this stuff happens, how do you find yourself to be involved in it, Mike? You can't when your money's tied up in your quarterback. And that is what happened. And it's tied up now in a quarterback that probably won't even play for you again. So that's the fundamental issue. Not only do we, you know, you're probably going to give up two first-round picks to get him, you got to be willing to cut the check and give him a new deal. And I don't know, Mike, if that is what the Falcons are willing to do, even if Falcon fans said, screw it, we want this guy.
Yeah, I mean, guys, that's a dude who comes in and just completely changes the trajectory of your defense. You know, and somebody who, you know, Chris was joking around with us earlier, they've got, like, not much cap space, but the 49ers, they've always found a way to go gobble up the best edge rushers when they're on the market. And certainly the Bears would be an interesting alternative for him. Some folks said to us, could the Bengals maybe pass on T. Higgins and make room for, you know, I don't know if they could make that work anyway with Ja'Marr Chase and then a monster contract for Myles Garrett. There's only so many teams, but he would be the highest. It would reset the market. The highest paid guys are quarterbacks and the guys who sack the quarterback.
Yeah, there are a lot of guys, a lot of teams, should we say, Patriots, Raiders, Commanders have a lot of money. There are teams that are attractive, more attractive, could be, than certainly what we are, and could probably pay him a lot more, which is going to play into this if, in fact, he becomes available. We're talking about it because nobody, again, suspected he would even want out of Cleveland. And now that if this is true and he does and he wants to really make it happen, well, we got to be in on it. We got to at least make the phone call.
Look, here's the thing, guys. Think about some of the stuff we've been in on the last five seasons. We were in on Deshaun Watson when we had no money. If you think we have no way to pull this off, we had less chance to get Deshaun Watson, and we pursued that. You know, to the detriment of losing what might have been the last serviceable year of Matt Ryan, perhaps here, but he wound up in Indy. So, yeah, I mean, if you were going to go all in for a Deshaun Watson when you had, let's be honest, Carl, didn't have the chips to be in that poker game, I don't know if that scares him away from pursuing this. But needless to say, it's a galactically huge need with the best guy that would answer all of our problems.
All of them.
But we don't have the money.
All right, 404-726-0929 it is our text line, and you guys can hit us up. We would love to hear from you in regards to this. Coming up, we're going to talk about our strong arm story of the day. Of course, it has to do with the NBA. Hawks back in action tonight at Detroit. Our coverage begins at 6:30, so we're done a little bit early tonight. But as we will get into the AD and Luka trade and what it means for Trey as well, that is on the way. This football thing, though, Mike, I mean, like, look, Patriots weren't good, but to have $122 million under the cap, they can easily get good.
Right.
The Raiders you mentioned aren't that far off, and it looks like they've got a system and a coaching staff now that is falling into place. We talked about Chip Kelly. They got $108 million under the cap. They can make some moves that would get them back in the mix. I still think it's Chiefs and obviously, you know, the Chargers and Denver, but that division they're in, it's going to take a little bit. But the fact of the matter is, like, the Commanders, that team scares me.
It's a sexy squad.
Yes. And that is, you know, they got $96 million under the cap. Right. They could go pay Miles and a couple other guys.
All of a sudden, teams, you know, it's amazing how things flip. I think the Raiders, if they can ever figure out how this quarterback thing works, I don't know if the Raiders try to use resources to move up and get Shedeur Sanders. Mm. I mean, there's a lot of, I mean, who I don't know.
Would you? Right now?
The thing they're missing, but do you lock in that he's your guy, or do you try to go all the way to get Cam Ward?